Hey y'all, welcome to 90 Day Fiancé Ain't No Way, where we discuss all things 90 Day from a melanated perspective. We're your hosts, Jamie
and Camilla.
Now let's get into it.
We're live. Welcome back to the Ain't No Way podcast. Wow. Oh my God. Welcome back. Happy, is it Monday still? Yes. Wow. The days are slowly somewhat catching up. I don't know how, but they are.
The weekend really has a speed to it. And then Monday come in, hit you in the head like you run a track.
I agree. What? No, it literally.
On accident.
And why are you mad that this happened this way?
Yeah.
This is just how it always go? See? Really not a fan. But I agree with you. We already changing the rules. Apparently all the states don't agree on daylight savings time. There are some states that like just aren't on that.
They don't participate?
In terms of making it permanent. Like, I think it's states who want to make it permanent. Everybody doesn't agree.
I saw like one of those little informational videos on Facebook, I think. And I think it was made in, used to be the states could pick if they wanted to participate. But then like the FAA really pushed for everybody to participate. So the time and flights and stuff wasn't confusing.
See, since we're picking and choosing stuff, to Jamie's earlier point, let's make Friday an actual weekend.
Yeah.
And the work weekend's on Thursday.
I'm for it. Other countries do it, so.
And it makes all the sense. It's called the weekend. Why would we work on the weekend? It doesn't make any sense.
SZA, period.
No, for real. Solana, why would we do that? You're right.
They gonna think you stupid. Is that her grandma at the end of that song? I love that.
It's so cute. Oh my gosh.
Wait. Can you guys hear us?
Right.
We know we've kind of switched things up. Things should have been a lot better these past probably 6 or 7 episodes.
Yeah.
So we just want to make sure the audio is still up to par.
Yeah, and in all fairness,
check in with us.
In all fairness, we really never have to guess because you will let us know. Hello.
And reviews.
Okay. Sometimes you take it out on us. Ow, that hurt.
Yeah.
That stung a little bit. Okay.
Push us to be better. Thank you.
But hopefully it's a little crispier. Fingers crossed. And you know what? We're still working. It's working out here.
Yeah.
And we're tweeting and skeeting. We're doing a whole lot.
Have you checked on Blue Sky?
Oh no, I still haven't looked. I'm gonna look today.
Girl, literally look at my phone. It's because I'm on airplane mode. I literally have 97.
I'm screaming. What the heck happened?
I said, what is going on? I just kept seeing it come. I'm like, is something wrong?
Period.
I was like, did somebody say something about us bad?
Right. One of the castmates finally caught on. It's like,
No, literally. But no, I think people are just interacting.
Period. Which is a plus. Okay, all right, we love that. And I gotta say, we really do love this show because this episode reminded me of why. This is why we started in the beginning. This
was a bunch of hoopla.
It was a bunch of tomfoolery, and we really have the buffet to pick from. I feel like we saw everybody
but Gregory and Joan.
Mm-hmm. Literally everybody but them.
Okay.
I feel like Aaliyah and Sean.
Yeah.
I feel like they could go first. Yeah.
I can take them.
Okay, cool.
Honestly, nothing real here. We are off the cuff of last week, and Aaliyah was going to her interview for her visa. This week, drumroll, we found out that she is approved.
Yay!
And this has been a long road for them. They have applied for tourists. They have applied for student. All have failed, and this time it was a K-1, and she's approved. She's very excited about it. I feel like Sean, I don't know. Sean is a little bit hard to read because he's kind of like monotone, straight face. I think it's also the Botox. Yes.
He's not very off.
I remember Kim Kardashian saying something about she can't get casted for acting roles because her face can't like show
can't emotion. Move?
Yes.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
But yeah, that. And I think he's excited. He's like, oh, you get to meet all the family and the friends now. And he was saying, like, his mom will be fine, but he's not sure about his kids.
Right.
Do we see Aaliyah with a friend? I don't think so. I think we just see Sean with his mama.
We saw Aaliyah with her mom.
Oh, yes.
That was really cute.
And her mom seems very supportive, calling her daughter and all of that stuff. Her mom is nervous about her moving to the U.S. Did she have any specific concerns?
I think the biggest concern was Sean and like how he's feeling about Aaliyah not being Aaliyah versus being Douglas. Yeah. And just, is he going to feel the same, treat her the same, or care for her the same, like that kind of stuff. And the mom was hoping that, like, why wouldn't you, if you love this person, like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah. All of that. And I think her, yeah, like you said, her mom is just worried that she won't be treated well, but obviously wants her to go and live a happy life. Then we see Sean with his mama and they're at a bar just talking and he's updating her and the mom's excited. Apparently she has met with Aaliyah, or she has met Aaliyah. She started off with Douglas.
Yep.
And she was talking about how Douglas was like very shy and reserved and wasn't really like super chatty with her, but once Douglas became Aaliyah, it was super chatty, super outgoing, hey girl, how you doing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And Sean, based on what he said to Aaliyah, he was like, my mom will be fine, but I'm not sure about my kids. I don't recall the specific explanation that he gave about why he's concerned about his kids and how they're going to feel about it.
But yeah, I was looking for that too. The mom, even grandma,
she was like, ugh.
She said, yeah, them kids is a lot. Please be nice. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
Again, are you the mom? Like, what's going on? I'm scared. I'm getting nervous.
I'm not sure what that is about. And I just think Sean, and honestly, it's a little predatory. I think Sean really can't take Aaliyah because Aaliyah is living in her truth.
Right.
I feel like before That's when she felt. Was still Douglas, she felt like insecure and timid.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he preyed on it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely at least a lot easier to navigate in terms of getting people to do what you want. If they're feeling more insecure, they're more likely to do what you want. So, yeah. I'm with
That's
you.
Horrible.
Yeah. 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 White man tactics. Sorry. That's the only way I couldn't figure out another way to say it. But
Yeah. It's a strategy for sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a little bit passport grandpa-y, honestly.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Always seem to go to South America.
Congratulations, Aaliyah. Welcome to America. The little twerk and like, I'm coming to America. That was so cute.
It was really cute. And that's really something cute. That Sean hates. Sean, yeah.
No, for real. This is a giving hater. Yeah.
I just feel like this relationship long term is not going to work because he wants a boy.
Yeah.
I mean, a man.
No, I think a boy. Like, he wants, in terms of like, you don't know nothing about the world.
Yeah.
Let me show you the ropes. Somebody pliable. Like, very much.
You need me. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't know no way and you ain't got no money. Come with me. And you're never leaving until I say so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's giving that. It's definitely giving that. I think we could go Stevie and Maddie. I was really just uncomfortable.
I also didn't realize how much younger Maddie is. Mm-hmm. Maddie's 26 and Stevie's almost 40.
Yeah. They pair very well. In terms of, like, I'm looking at them right now. They don't look age gap.
No,
at all.
He looked mature. Like it's the facial hair.
He looks older and she looks younger. But I feel like they can both pull either way.
Yeah, they meet in the middle.
Yeah, like she can look older or younger, and he can look older or younger. So yeah. I don't know. You're both 34. Whatever. Okay. So this is Maddie's first meeting with Stevie's family. this is so uncomfortable. We already know that the dad did not know about Maddie or the fact that he was from Iran until about 2 days ago for the show's timeline. We all wonder and question where, well, we don't question. We know. We have a good idea. We have a good hunch.
If not physically, in spirit.
Yes. We have a strong idea as to where Stevie's political beliefs, her family's political beliefs, not hers, but her family's political beliefs lie, especially that daddy of hers. He's been very questioning. It teeters very hard on the line of Islamophobic. It's, yeah. It does all that. So they're at the house and they drive up and Maddie's like, wow, so it's these people sitting in front of fire with weapons. Okay, I'm seeing weapons of mass destruction in front of me. We got
to
ask.
I don't know who introduced him to American Scary Movies, but he know the house when he see one.
Yeah, he's like, oh, and the woods? Yeah. Jason, where's
they
Jason?
They finna eat me. Yeah.
Where's Jason and where's his mama? Because I know what's about to go down. It's about to go left. He's like, okay, weapons in front. Like, all right. This is bad. This is spooky. And the dad, I feel like he's pretending like he's on high alert and like ready to be like, oh, America. And he was. But not as like, not as
he was
crazy.
Nicer than I thought.
Yeah, not as Fox News, honestly, as I thought it was going to be. Yeah. I thought it was about to get radical.
Stevie was like, oh, he's scared. He was like, he better be.
Yeah. I was like,
and then you give the man a hug. Oh, something. What?
Are you offering s'mores at the end? Come on, you're not like that. Not like that.
You're
a good old country man. That's it. Do this one a little. You got some tendencies and you watch the news.
Yeah.
The news scares everybody. It is what it is. But Stevie's dad did not waste any time. As soon as they sat down, he was like, so, Maddie, how do you feel about women's rights?
Because yeah, I saw the news.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? Are they allowed to do things? Like quickly, opinions? And already guard is up, but Maddie was already nervous, like thinking about it and going into it. But he was like, no, like, I love women. I think they deserve rights. Like, I am not the news. The news is like one representation of how many people who live in Iran. Like, it's not giving. You cannot generalize.
It was Maddie saying, like, not Maddie. Maddie. He was saying, like, I know you saw the news and, like, Iranian students were saying, like, down with America. And the dad was like, that one you was it. I'm like, sir. Please.
Because we all look alike? Listen.
Be so serious.
I need you to be real with me. Just a little bit. And Stevie, you know, I feel like she was just being, like, really quiet and nervous the whole time. But Maddie answered all the questions and, you know, he was very quiet and, like, the way he always has been on the show, but he answered everything and tried to be respectful. Like, I really love your daughter. Like, I care about her. I have a lot of respect for this country. Like, my parents follow the law. Like, we are not radical. We're not like that. Like, the things you see on the news is like the most extreme sector of Iranian people. Like, it's not a general sense of belief. So please, no jihads will be harmed in the making of this relationship, sir. It's all right. And it seemed like he was okay for the most part. He was like, okay, like, he seems like a good guy, tolerated, whatever. So they get ready to, like, have dinner, and then Stevie and Maddie, like, step back a little bit, And Stevie just checks in with Maddie, like, how are you feeling? You were shaking your boots. Rightfully so. Rightfully so. So, we're getting back in the house. Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
About the food. I just want to apologize to Maddie in advance, but I know we months behind. But
I'm screaming.
That was not Southern food. I'm so sorry. Not a speck. I saw nothing.
Not a dash.
I saw no cheese in the mac and cheese.
I did see more mac than cheese. You're right.
No pepper. Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was a very specific view of Southern food, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the stuff he was like, well, I'm not eating that.
Yeah. That pork was swimming in grease. Even if he ate pork, he shouldn't have ate that. What is that?
That's
I thought that was around. Something wild.
Thank you for saying that it was pork, because I was like, I hope they're not talking about him, and then you fed him s'mores.
Wait. Marshmallows.
Gelatin. Pig bone marrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Maybe that's not we know the bacon. We know the hard hitters.
No, I think it's pork across the board.
No. I'm talking about for the people who wouldn't know. Because I knew that. That's why I was like, okay, cool. I'm glad we knew about the ham. But do we know about the marshmallows? That was my next question. So maybe that's just a little FYI. A lot of things.
Also, sausage, even if it's not pork, the casings are chitlins, basically.
Yeah. Starburst too. I don't know if it's like that still. But it was like that when I was growing up, because one of my very close friends, my childhood friend, was Muslim. So like we would get certain things, but then her mom would be like, oh, like
have,
we just
I have to... a story, but I can't say it here.
Okay. please don't forget. But yeah, that's why I'm like, oh, maybe people don't know. Because there was literally one time we were trying to get Rice Krispie treats, but we had to get the halal version, which slapped.
Period.
Like, it tasted,
okay.
Yeah. It was fine. But it was like just awareness, because marshmallow gelatin. Anyways, yeah, had the s'mores. The night ended well. I guess he's not that bad of a guy or a bad Muslim after all.
No, we saw. Did we see Stevie talking to her dad's girlfriend about him?
About
that he might want to go back.
Yeah, and the girlfriend was like, "Well, that's kind of soon," but she agreed, but also explained like it's just homesickness. He's never been that far, and there's no plan of him like coming back. Sort of, kind of like he lives here now. So
yeah,
the shock of it all was just a lot.
I don't know. Based on the preview for next week, I'm questioning his motives a little bit. Because he's like, if we were to ever break up, I'm going to stay here in America. Not you crying about your mom and your daddy. And now you talking about staying.
So how bad is it? Is this bad sort of kind of? Not really. It's sort of kind of bad, but not fully.
Yeah, I just... Yeah, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. but it's like, yeah. I feel like maybe he got a high school girlfriend, a long-term girlfriend that's already over here, and he needed to get over here so they can be together for real.
Mm. Or, okay, hold on.
Also, his accent is still suspicious to me. Like, something's up.
Wait, now I want to build a backstory. Okay, so the ex, it has to be an ex. Okay, it's a college girlfriend. Will we? Won't we? Oh my gosh, I want to be with you. Da, 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 da. I can't commit. I can't. Okay, fine. I'm going to America. I'm taking my education seriously. I'm leaving you behind. Then he meets Stevie, right? Mm-hmm. He meets Stevie
because that's why he's learning English so he can.
Okay. Oh my gosh, like I really want to be here, but I miss home. Mm-mm. Maybe I could miss home but still be here. Because the love of my life is already here, and I just need to let her know I was serious. Is that your motive, Maddie?
Something's up.
I just made that up, but it seems plausible.
I think so. Or he just been plotting on the U.S. all this time. Because, why you sound like that?
Yeah, the accent is hard to pin. It's like, it's just, it's like worldly. Like, I don't even know how to explain it.
It's like universal.
Yeah, it's just universally somewhere else, though.
Yes, universally the, somewhere else.
The somewhere else is a question mark.
Like, yeah, everywhere he go, it'll be other. That's a other English.
Yeah. Other English is hilarious. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we could talk
Sharper?
Oh, see? Yeah. I was gonna say the other ones that were boring, but they could go first.
Yeah. Honestly, I try not to pay attention to them.
That's real.
Because it's just too much. But we see them traveling from Turkey to the US.
Mm-hmm.
They fly, it was like a 16-hour flight and a 14-hour flight. And Sarfer's like, oh my gosh, Shekinah's done this flight so many times. Like, she's come to Turkey 7 times. So she's done this flight 14 times. I would never do this. Like, it's just too much.
That had me weak. But listen, you gotta know what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
I'm glad and you know.
You're honest about it.
Yeah, that's real. Good.
I guess his love does not go that far. And she was like, "You, of course, you love me, babe. You do that for me." He's like, I don't know. But they leave the airport. They have to go pick up the dogs from her friend. It's like a doorbell, the gate roll open, all kind of fancy. They're in LA, right?
Yeah.
Fancy house. And Sarper is like, oh my gosh, this house is so big.
Mm-hmm.
They go on. They go in. Apparently one of those dogs was his dogs.
Oh. Okay.
And then he was meeting the other one in person for the first time. Which was interesting.
And them dogs were beautiful, I will say that.
Yeah, they were nice dogs. I think the bigger one was his.
Mm.
And the friend, this is so like, I got money and I'm rich and I don't know what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with this money on.
Yeah.
And I refuse to give it all away.
She has apparently two. We only saw one. But she has two house cows. Now, I was talking to somebody about this. I've seen videos on social media where people have cows in the house because they live on a farm and a cow just had a baby that needs to be nursed.
Yeah.
And they're having to bottle feed it.
Yeah.
I have never seen anybody have house cows in LA because they're small and so cute.
Right. Right. Honestly, I can understand a house pig more than I understand a house cow.
That's what I thought was going to come from around the door, a pig. Yeah.
I was like, oh, this is very LA. Okay, house pig. Whatever.
Nope.
Cow?
And the cow's name is T-Bone or something like
it
that.
It was ribeye and brisket. And whatever cuts a beef.
Yes, whatever cut a beef.
I felt that very disrespectful. I found that very rude. Imagine having a pet chicken named KFC and Popeyes. What you doing?
Girl. Oh, gosh.
Leg and wing? No. Yes. That's crazy.
Right. My chicken's name is Tender. Yeah.
No, Tender and Nugget.
Yeah. This is Nugget. And this is his mom's thigh. Like, what?
Please. That's foolish.
But yeah, she had pet pigs. I mean, cows.
Sarpa
was like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was a thing. People don't do that.
It's
here,
not.
So don't.
It's not a
thing. It's not a thing.
It's a her thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that was that. They get to Shekinah's apartment.
Oh.
And I thought this was
please.
I thought
her
she
office.
Walked them into the suite. Because, yeah. So she is an esthetician. I'm sure she offers injectables and all kinds of stuff. And she operates from home. We love a good a lash tech at the house. We love a good hairstylist at the house. I don't know about esthetician in the middle of your kitchen.
I don't like the sound of that. I don't, listen, in terms of what I think we signed this lease for.
Yeah, I'm sure her landlord
is a 90-10 work live. Okay. Yes. 90% work, 10%. I can't cook. Yeah, because it's unsanitary in this medical facility.
No, literally. Ew. So, yes, there are some stipulations on there's some house rules. Because her literally lean back dentist chair is in the living room, right next to the stove, because the apartment is so small. She does not cook in the house because she don't want the fragrance and the smell of food to be in the air when patients or clients are coming over. And secondly,
you're attending me so bad.
And second, Sarper is going to have to leave the home when her clients come by.
Girl, if you don't put me in the 10% upstairs, I'll be quiet. I will put my headphones on and be quiet.
Breakfast, egg, sausage, like, you don't do that?
I can't get a little toast?
She said you can buy that stuff. Why cook it and you can go buy it already done?
I just can't do that.
Could you imagine getting a fillet in your lips and being able to reach over and cut her stove off and all?
I couldn't even imagine. Because you know that feeling when you're back in the dentist chair and you look it up around and see in the kitchen.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine. Stove.
No, like,
And she had to have, she had the nerve to have an air fryer on the counter. What are you doing with that?
You're unserious. You are unserious. And now I think this is a work building that you live in.
No.
And
also, like, why is it not an option for, first of all, the apartment is small, even right. if it was only living quarters. But the fact that this humongous chair is in the living room, all these supplies, a whole inventory, that's all that's downstairs. Why can't Sarper stay upstairs if they could? Also, if you booked him busy, is he not supposed to be home all day?
Where are you going to send him? You going to send him to that lady house with the house cop?
Like, right, she need to be operating out of that lady house, because that lady got plenty of space. If she got space for two baby cows.
She got an east and west wing. Okay, yeah. You could work in the east and live in the west. Because this doesn't make any sense. I've
seen people obviously work out of their home.
Yeah.
You need a fold-up table that you can put behind the door when you're done.
Yeah.
That big old dentist chair in the living room? You have no couch.
Right. That's such a good point. It never goes away. It never goes away.
No, that's not what you're supposed to have. That's what's wrong
with it. Okay, yeah. Because I'm like, what's pissing me off the most? You are always at work. And you telling me that this is a live-work situation? It's a work-live situation. Like, it's not...
It's too much. And yeah, Sarper is really not happy about this. And honestly, I wouldn't be either, because
he was frightened.
What do you mean I can't stay in my house?
He said, is this a hotel? Actually, a hotel would be bigger. So
I know LA is expensive, but babes, you have to go rent you some space.
Yeah.
And maybe you can share it with somebody. They do massages Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and you do filler Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Right. Do a med spa. Rent out of a room. I don't know. This is ridiculous. This, I cannot.
I expected it to be bigger and for her work stuff to be like in a little corner.
Yeah.
It's literally, the kitchen is literally so small, like a hallway, a very small one. And the like couch everything is, else, is there a couch?
The couch is the waiting room. The living room is the waiting room. This is ridiculous. Not a TV down there.
No, literally the waiting room is the little foyer as soon as you step in the door.
Yeah, and it's barely a waiting
room. Like the chair takes up the whole living room.
She's absurd. She's fucking
very
ridiculous.
Much unserious. You need to go to work, not bring work to you.
Yeah, you had too much going on to bring work home.
Yeah.
Okay, most people do that in a little laptop, little setup, little monitor, nothing crazy. This?
I can even see if this was in her house and she had a guest bedroom downstairs and you had that in the guest bedroom.
Right.
In the living room?
Yeah. Or even a guest house where you do this out of.
And a shed in the back. A shed.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is crazy. That's enough of them. Yeah.
This is insane. Okay. Let's talk about Jessica and Juan.
I literally want to... Her friend.
Meg, whose side are you on? Whose side are you on, girl?
I don't, Yeah, she doesn't much talking. I don't care whose side she on. I'm just tired of hearing her mouth.
Right, right.
Telling other folks' business and other folks' business.
That's true. Okay, so she just got the devastating news that her friend was cheating on. And her friend is okay with it, basically. And she's very upset and hurt by the fact that he actually cheated. She's literally crying. Crying like she got cheated on. Like she's a mini in this situation. You know who got a right to cry? A mini. Just how dare you leave me out like this? This is crazy. You don't have any room to cry. I trusted you. How dare you lie to me? Da, da, da. He didn't give a damn in that confession. He said, I just stopped caring anymore. Because what are you going to do to me? Yeah. This is getting ridiculous now. I just have to tell her the truth.
He was so funny. He was like, she's asking me all these questions in my business. I guess does she want my phone too? She can go through that. No problem.
I got to give her a social security next.
Yes.
She just wants it all. I don't know. Yeah, so she's very upset. She's very hurt. Then Jess steps in and she's like, listen, best friend who's not in this relationship, please calm down. It's not that bad. I accepted it. We moved on. I had my situation with that guy. Hold on. That guy, right? Apparently, when Juan was weak in the... I hate that term. So fucking weak in the relationship. What is that? Just shut up.
Yeah, you weren't weak. You got too hot for your britches.
Exactly. They were equally weak in the relationship at the same time. So she started... I also
doubt that.
Yeah.
You, that...
Because you went that to immediately...
That lady sent you a DM and then you got mad and called your ex.
Yeah. You went immediately to what's convenient, what you know. Instead of testing the streets, see who know you. You don't want to do that. You want to run that old thing back. Okay. So apparently she had a thing with an ex-boyfriend that she caught feelings for again that never went anywhere physical, which never doesn't say that she didn't try. Wasn't for a lack of trying, okay? Or a lack of effort or a lack of whatever. Just circumstances, it didn't happen. And she, like, eventually, when they got back together, like, she stopped talking to him. So... She bring back to this situation at the bar with the friends and stuff. They bring the friend Meg brings it up like Jess brings it up. I had a situation with that guy. Meg is like, okay, but that guy was your boyfriend. Record scratch. Who didn't know that? Juan.
Jessica was like,
she's messed.
She was like, what? You know what she talking about? And then was trying to gaslight him. No, I told
Jess
you.
Jess was like, boyfriend. I don't. Ooh, what is that word?
I told you that. No, you didn't. You know you didn't tell
you
that.
Don't, man, you
that.
Don't remember the boyfriend from back from back then. No. Okay. Cool. So yeah, Meg is looking. I felt like she had a smirk. Maybe.
Yes, yeah, she me. Did. She I did. Like she was,
I felt like she's like, yeah. Now. Let's see who's crying now. You'll be crying right with
me. I don't like that.
I don't trust you. Whose side are you on? Are you rooting for me or hello? Damn. Okay. The other friend was trying to. She didn't even need to be there. No shade. I'm sorry.
She's literally said five words.
Yeah. After this, the night is over. Party's over. Everybody's not in the mood anymore.
But before you move on, and I think I said this last week, I really blame Jessica here.
Yes.
Because since you ran and told your friend how Juan was treating you so bad, cheating on you, you should have ran back and told her that y'all talked about it and made up, because she wouldn't have brought it up.
Yeah. She's having a hard time realizing her friend is stupid. Because really, you should be screaming, crying, and throwing up at Jessica, not Juan. Because the second he did that, she should have left. Mm-hmm. And for what you're saying in this friendship, she should have left. She ain't do that. And you're mad. But why are you mad at not... Come on now. You know who you mad at. You just can't be mad at her because that's messed up. But yeah, we can.
You're jealous, actually.
Yeah. I think you're jealous of Colombian time. Hey. She want her little I think she want her little cruise. Little cruise thing.
Right.
I think she's into that. Listen, Jessica was killing me. She tried to make a little awkward joke when she got to car. Like, oh man, my parking was so bad, huh? I'm not laughing with you right now. Like, nothing's funny.
Yeah.
I don't care if this car was up in the air. Stop playing with me. What ex are you talking
about? You ain't tell me all that now, girl.
You left that very important part out of the...
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com. You did something
for the first time. Out of the situation. And his thing, which this was just such like man brain, cheater Absolutely. Brain logic. But when he said it, I was like, okay, it's not the same, but I see how you thought this could work right now. So he's getting upset with her, like, you ain't telling me all that. How is the ex? Da, 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 da. And she's like, how are you getting mad at me on something that didn't happen when you actually did cheat on me? Like, you actually did have a grown-up transaction with somebody else. And he's like, okay, but that's your ex-boyfriend. And in the confessional, according to his brain, if it was someone new, this would be just a physical attraction. Like, it's really not that bad. I was just really off of impulse, had a weak moment of the relationship, whatever. But the fact that it's an ex-boyfriend, it's more emotional cheating mm-hmm. and therefore egregious in this scenario, because it's like, okay, are you doing this with an ex because you want to get back with him? Are you doing this with an ex to reminisce and da da da? And I was like, see, I get your logic. I don't agree, but I do. I see that equation. Two plus two.
It's adding up.
I actually do see how you got the four. I don't think I'm not getting four. But I see it. I do.
That's so funny.
And he was really standing 10 toes. Like, no, you're insane. Like, you really
Actually,
do too much.
When I go back to Columbia,
I'm
going to hit my ex-girlfriend up and tell her to come over. What time was it again? Yeah, I'm going to make sure she come at
and
night.
And the kids
too.
Were where?
Yeah. I don't believe her on this. I'm
about
sorry.
The kids being gone?
No. About there being nothing physical.
Oh, me either.
If I'm not mistaken, I heard him say she told him she was talking to some guy from Denver. They live in Wyoming. It's just a few pieces not fitting right. So something ain't right.
Yeah, the kids weren't there because you wasn't home either, because you was outside in the hotel room.
Yeah.
Getting it popping. Or
y'all brought the boom boom home and that's
really
why the kids
weren't
there.
Because you was in their bedroom with the door closed. Nasty, but I think you did it. Let's see. We don't know yet. We don't know. Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Jessica.
Don't try to play innocent now, girl.
Okay. Yeah, so she got a long way ahead of her dealing with this. Because now you really just gave him a whole lot of ammo to act a fool.
Absolutely. Don't you let him find the Hispanic restaurant in town.
Please, God forbid it's Colombian. Oh, yeah, it's a wrap for you. It's a wrap for you, sister. It's a wrap.
He's going to be wearing less and going out more, okay? I hate that.
Yes. Okay. Sorry, Jessica. But you need to do better with your friend.
You just do. Where do we go?
This is where things get a little crazy.
I think we
crazy.
Have the thruple and then Mark and Mina.
That's it?
Yep, we did Shekinah Sharper, no Gregory and Joan. We did Sean and Aaliyah.
Oh, you know what? I think in my head I'm treating Jordan and her boyfriend as a separate couple, but they're a part of Mark and Mina.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like the thing with Aminy and Matt is not dramatic. It's
okay.
Just funny.
I agree. I'll go there.
Okay.
So the thruple is all together. This is foolishness. They get to their hotel for the night. Mm-hmm. Apparently, Aminy is not feeling well.
Yeah.
So she apparently Annie is like, hey girl, let's room room in the boom boom. And she's like, oh no, not tonight, sorry. So she goes to sleep, and I guess she assumed Matt and she Annie. She
thought it was everybody's bedtime.
Yeah, and that was not the case. So we learn initially, before Amini finds out, that Matt and Annie went ahead and had a little transaction the night before. Just the two of us. Just the two of them. And so we see the next morning they're getting up. Amini like goes to shower, and Matt and Annie are like really lovey-dovey, like laying all over each other. And when Amini comes back, she's like, oh, I lost my spot. Yeah, you are. You actually are. You, slowly but surely.
It's about to get permanent.
Yes.
You think it's just a little vacant. Listen, you're already short. Okay, they don't even need to look.
Yeah.
They don't even need to look at you.
No somebody offense. On Blue Sky or Twitter, one of them, pointed out that it's not that significant, but she's a good bit younger than them. I think she's like 30, and they're in their late 30s. So,
girl.
She's slowly getting the boot out of her own relationship.
You need to tighten it up.
Yeah.
This was funny. This is not funny anymore, girl.
It is not. So this is the day that they're traveling to Annie's hometown of, is it Guadalupe, or did I make that
Oaxaca.
Up? Oaxaca.
Oaxaca?
Oaxaca. Oaxaca. Yeah, they're going to her hometown, and Matt is driving, and they get in the two girls or women get in the back.
The two girls, please. Please. Ugh.
The two women are in the back, okay?
Oh, the secondhand embarrassment. Oof.
Yeah, it's bad. So they're like, oh, I think Minnie is saying like, oh, I got this hotel. Apparently it's like very nice. Like, I'm so excited to meet your family. Like, what have you told them about us? And Annie's like, yeah. Well, basically she said nobody knows except for her brother.
Mm-hmm.
And her brother knows that Matt is her boyfriend and that Amini is her homegirl. Sus. Good Judy.
So you decide.
You're the side piece in your own relationship.
You see how crazy that sounds?
You know what? It won't be a mutual divorce. You're about to be kicked out. Regardless.
You're going to get voted out. You're going to get votes.
And Amini is very hurt by this news she receives, because she was like, I had to hide my whole life, who I was, and I don't want to be hidden. Like,
I was confused. I was like, do you mean being bi?
I think that's what she means.
Okay.
She was like, because my culture isn't really. Where's her ethnicity?
I know she's from Tanzania.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, gotcha, girl.
Right, hey, got it. Right?
Fair enough. And she was saying like her dad's really. No, that was Annie saying that. Basically, she was saying like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna tell them eventually, but my family, I don't know how they'll feel about it because my dad, he like goes to church every day. He's Catholic, and like I'm gonna tell them, but I want to make sure it's the right time."
Mm-hmm.
So that's that. They get to her hometown, check into their hotel. The man said, do y'all need another bed in here?
because do you? Three's a crowd.
Yeah. What's going on? He said, all right now. And
let me mind my concierge business.
Absolutely. Holla if you need some towels.
Thank you.
And that's it. And they go straight to the hot tub. Annie gets in first, then Matt gets in.
Yeah.
And Amini is changing. She eventually joins again. Annie and Matt are all loved up, rubbed up, hugged up, all of that. And Amini comes back like, hey, y'all started without me. I see your hands are occupied.
Yeah, can you help me in this little tub?
Yeah, hold your hand out. Come on, help me.
See?
And this is where I don't even know how they got on the subject. I feel like Annie just blurted it out.
She said it casually, like, oh, yeah.
Guess what, girl? Me and Matt did the rumble tumble.
The who's it, what's it?
Yeah, Amini was pissed because basically, how dare you do this without me?
Mm-hmm.
Matt's just like, well, first of all, why would you tell her that? And I don't know the rules.
Right.
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah.
That was wrong. Now both of y'all are mad at me. Like, I'm going to have to be fighting off both of y'all. Like, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Amini gets out and, like, goes to pout somewhere.
Yeah. And Adi got the nerve to agree with Amini. Like, oh, no, yeah. You got a right to be mad.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm. Girl.
I'm a woman. I get it.
Let me tell you what I would never want to participate in. This dynamic right here.
I feel like Amini is showing super jealous, which does not make it in a throuple
exactly
at all.
Exactly.
Especially because there's no ground rule set. I feel like you need to have a handbook.
Yes. Yes.
And like a physical one that you go get printed out. So
no. Okay. In terms of rules of engagement.
Yeah.
You need a rules of engagement because it's different. And I feel like the biggest thing that people who like multi-dating, poly-dating, whatever, you have to over-communicate.
Absolutely.
It should have been a conversation of what happens when one of us falls asleep. Like, yeah, that's not something who's people who aren't dating in a relationship like that have to worry about. But y'all do.
Absolutely.
And somebody gonna fall asleep first.
Absolutely.
It's a numbers game at this point. Like, you have to talk about it. I don't know, y'all.
Yeah, tweeted and skeeted. I feel like Amini wants a girlfriend and just wants to allow Matt to join in when she want him.
He's the side character.
Well, that's what she initially thought.
Yes, yes.
Seems like she's the side character now.
Yes. Yeah, I feel like this was, one, all her idea. And two, you didn't think logistics on the situation.
Yeah. And also, before this little hot tub incident, while Annie was in the back changing, Matt and Amini were talking, and she was like,
"She was pissed.
Oh, what she said in the car? Did you hear her? Like, I'm really questioning her now. Like, we came down here to ask for permission for her hand in marriage, and now like her people don't even know about me.
Yeah, she was also like,
you worry about the wrong stuff.
She was also alluding to basically the idea, like, this isn't the first time this has happened, like us holding back or having to adjust something because she's lied about something on her end.
I don't want to, y'all know where y'all got this woman from.
Why did we have to make this why are you being weird and making it permanent? Why are you being weird and proposing? Relax.
No, please,
everybody calm down.
There's stereotypes about all professions, but this one specifically, some people pull fast ones. They trick you for your money and they go on and disappear to wherever.
And now you're going to get tricked out your spot. She don't even got to fight the wife to get out, like, oh, girl, you need to leave him.
Now she's tricking you out of your pocketbook and your spot.
Stop playing. Stop. She already got kids. She know how to be a mom. You already kind of look alike. Come on now.
No, for real.
Come on
now. It's really bad. Like, Amini, turn your big brain on. Like, what do you got going on?
Because I really don't believe that this was Matt's idea. He just does not give me
Matt
the vibe.
Is just like hippie go with the flow type of
and
guy.
He's
so
having the best time. Ain't nothing but a gangsta pod. Okay. One's mad at me. Guess who's not? He's having a great time. He doesn't care. Like,
Amini, stand up, girl.
Please. And think twice, because this is your fault. You can still go back.
No characteristic she's presenting gives I want to be in a throuple.
Ever.
Like, you're jealous at very... This is low level.
Yeah, she likes...
What if she get pregnant and you don't? What if she do something and you don't?
What if you you all walk into a restaurant and she gets a compliment first? Oh my God, you guys look such a good couple. Gotcha. You ain't in that. See? See? No.
Right. No. You don't buy y'all the same gift. You feel like he did a little extra for her on her birthday than they did for yours.
They ran out of red roses. Who's getting the last pair? Huh? See? No. No.
Yeah.
No. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. It's just from a hierarchy standpoint, somebody has to be on top. And right now, yeah, it's not, not her. You,
babe.
It's not
in
her.
Your own marriage.
You got kids in this thing.
I thought we were ready to go get a divorce and remarry to get her over here.
Girl, that was your first mistake. You thought you was the main.
Yeah, I don't know. I went over there to Tijuana and got lost in a tequila because this don't make no sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all gotta leave that lick alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I gotta look up some triangles. I gotta look up good. What's the most uneven one where like
isosceles, scalene.
It's one of them.
Not the equilateral.
Okay, your angle is well under 90. Well, like what? It's very acute. Very acute in this love triangle. Okay, yes. It's not equilateral at all.
No.
That I know. I know it ain't that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mark and Mina.
Also, I want them to take Mark's driver's license because clearly he has no intentions of ever driving a vehicle. He don't need it.
He's in the air only. Yeah. Actually, don't put me on four wheels, okay? Unless they're about to turn into some wings and I'm going to take off, okay? I really just have to say.
It's bad. I skeeted tweeted that too.
The harder the wind gets, the more serious and ferocious she will become. Okay?
Those tracks have shed it bad.
So everybody needs to be careful and back off. Okay. She's not playing with us. She's really, really not.
And by the time she take that out or take that off,
what?
She might be going to jail.
It's about to get critical. It's about to get real serious. Okay. So the last time we saw them was the hot tub thing where he was saying okay.
Well, no, because they made up after that.
Okay, right. That's what I thought.
Friends and the barbecue.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. All right. So in this episode, we see they're about to go meet some family in North Carolina. Mark's brothers, his brother's sons all live down there. So his daughter, Jordan, is coming up from Florida to meet in North Carolina, just meet halfway mm-hmm. in the middle. When I saw Mark in the air in that little plane, I was like, you actually need to relax and let somebody
He's
else do their
job.
He's
doing a lot, right?
you need to let somebody else do it. I'm sorry. That little tiny plane, New Hampshire and North Carolina,
even know where New Hampshire is on the map.
I feel like that's a ways away for that itty bitty piece of plane. But maybe he did, down to one of the big airports in North Carolina and then just took the little piece of plane on the local. I don't know.
Okay.
It's very small. It was very, very small. So small that when he's taking Mina out the plane, packing her into a car, he forgets the baby in the back of the plane.
He does. They're horrible. I literally cackled. Because what? What? Oh, I thought you got the baby.
Looking at each other for the baby.
Foolishness.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we already know Mina is on edge. She really doesn't feel like doing this. She does not feel like seeing Jordan. The tensions have already been bad. It's currently she's a snake. I don't rock with her. She does not support our relationship. Like I'm over her. I'm good. I don't need to be around that. Mark, being old, truly, and therefore messy, told Jordan about the situation in the jacuzzi.
A very grandpa thing to do.
Very, very, very. I was like, this is very unk of you. Very unk of you to not see what's wrong with this, and very unk of you to just ramble and spill all your tea. Jesus Christ. Yeah, he told Jordan about this thing where Mina called her a snake and the thing in the jacuzzi, da da da. So everybody, all the women that he cares about, they're on edge with each other and haven't seen each other yet. And Mark is like, ooh, maybe that was a bad idea. But really, I just want you all to get along. long story short, it does not go well, okay? First, when they're waiting, or when she's getting ready, Mina's getting ready to see Jordan and, like, the rest of the family, she's taking a long time, which they've already had an issue with. That was one of Jordan's biggest issues outside of her being young and Black and marrying her white old dad. But her lateness and tardiness was the biggest problem because everybody was there for the baby shower.
And you
very late.
Like, I know you're going to get to that, but during that conversation, she was like, oh, you were late. And Mina was like, I have to get my nails done, my hair done, and all of that. You do that beforehand, and by the looks of your head, you're not doing mine.
That is the more important part. I agree with everything you said, but...
Because you need to stop letting them people play in your head.
Spending money on the hair how? Buying it?
They sold an A-track, a bundle, one singular, and a closure. 30 minutes, tops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But braid down, if we're all doing something.
I'm not going to...
What we're saying is that it's not time spent on styling.
Yeah, makeup, not, maybe.
It's not time spent on styling and maintenance in the hair.
She shook that dust bunny out and slapped it on her head.
Oh.
That was the hair.
That good
shit.
When it's been a minute, you need to make sure she's still alive. Yeah. You need a wash or not.
Yeah.
You got to give it that good shake. Yeah. She did that. Okay. Even when she's getting ready to see Jordan right now, she's like, oh, let me go put on a sexy dress to really shit on this girl real quick. And it's like, oh, she's your stepdaughter. You can't do that to her. Like, come on. Okay. So they've been waiting for a minute. Jordan's already pissed. She got her hands pressed together. She got her very tall and masculine biracial boyfriend. I was like, Jordan.
Okay, girl.
Jordan. All right. Okay. I see you, sister.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. She's in a bad mood. And everybody's saying hi. They're the last two to, like, hug each other and embrace. And it's already bad. Again, like, no one's trying to be nice at first and then get into it. Everybody's skipping the pleasantries and just, like, you're disrespectful, and I don't appreciate it. Basically, Jordan just can't fake it. She's like, I feel really awkward. This is very uncomfortable. We're late again, per my initial issue with you when we first met. Mm-hmm. You're mad late. This baby's mad big. Like, I just can't believe the life that I'm looking at right now. And really, her issue is, like, she's hurt by how her dad is acting. Like, how dare you remarry somebody who is so close to me in age and then have a baby with them? You're not serious. And she's making the very silly mistake of blaming the woman and saying, like, you coerced him, like, you forced him, da 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 da. And Margaret's like, now hold on.
Yeah.
No, let's just hold on now.
I don't need permission.
I don't need permission to have another baby. YOLO, you only live one. He literally said you only live once. Okay, what you want me to do? I got another kid. Hey, it is. She wanted another baby. We fell in love. It is what it is. But she, the daughter was convinced that this was, like, all Mina's doing and planning and coercing.
Yeah, he was like, I was in Paris a lot. Fell in love.
I don't know if you know, but I love to be in the air, and I used to stay in France. So. And I speak French.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. It makes sense. It just makes sense, girl. Like, oh, I'm sorry, girl. We fell in love. And she's not going for that.
No, she's not.
Mina says, you know what, Mark? Get in the car. Put the baby in the car with you.
Strap her in.
Jordan, what's your problem? What's really going on? Because you're mad at me because I'm young, fly, and turnt, basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
Even Jordan was also saying, like, I feel like she's had a problem with it all along, but now that they're in the States,
it's like she can't ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's no longer out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
And she was saying, like, oh, like, this is like your new family and you're forgetting all about your other kids. Is he not standing right in front of you?
And he, no shade, he nobody flew down. Else, honestly, nobody else feels that way. Everybody else is aware that you're top dog. Yeah. we all know that you're top dog around here. So what are you talking about? It feels like he's done a good job in terms of like maintaining communication. At least he's done his best in terms of maintaining communication.
Clearly you are still a big priority. That's why he chit-chatting what he shouldn't be with you.
Right.
Y'all you don't need to do that. Y'all gossiping together. What?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Mina had to set her straight. I'll let you get back to it.
She was like, actually, you're very disrespectful and you're rude. And I think you're a snake. I hope you already knew that, though, for the conversation to the jacuzzi, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not coming to my wedding. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
How about that? Because you think I want this house. You think, first of all, the house is dusty. The town, boring. The neighbors, old, okay? I'm not, it's not giving the come up that you think I'm looking for.
Because
realistically, she could have got another old white man.
Yeah.
That live differently.
And she already said, I lived in Paris. Baguettes.
Please.
Be for real.
Macarons. All that. Girl, stop. This is nothing. I'm here truly out of love.
And again, this is my body. If I want to have 50 more kids, that's my business. Why he need a check-in week?
Jordan and is I really mad don't understand. At that inheritance in her to split.
No, that's it. She don't want it to get split no more ways.
She already calculated her. She calculated that money when she turned 21 and did not plan.
She might kill her dad before they end.
Yeah, no. He should be careful. You should be careful. Because she might change some paperwork on the back end if you don't act right.
No, okay. For real.
People get weird. Yeah, but she's not going. Well, we know that Mark isn't really going to go for that. But as for right now, she's not coming.
Mm-hmm.
And she shouldn't. She has bad vibes. Sorry.
I agree. There's no need to go to the wedding if you don't support the relationship.
Yeah, don't come just to object. You can stay home for that. Object from your house.
Yeah, I think Mark is going to have to stop running his mouth so much. And honestly, what he did to put Jordan in her place, he's going to have to do that a little bit harder. But that's what she doesn't like. Yeah. I skeeted tweeted that she has been his baby girl, the apple of his eye, darling babe, her whole life. And now that he has another woman and a baby, and they happen to be black.
It's overwhelming.
Yeah, it's too much for her.
Yeah.
But that's not Mina's problem. You take that up with your daddy. That's the only person you should be having any hard conversations with. You should only begin to know Mina and the baby.
That's it. And if you play your cards right, you might get a little extra in the inheritance. Hello.
No, literally. And she was like,
get on her good side.
She was like, I may be wanting to have kids in a year, two or three.
Yeah.
Mina said, okay, good. We can share labor source.
What's the problem? you're thinking small. We already told you this, but you're thinking small when you could be, okay, an ally.
Absolutely.
And put a little extra tooth out while for me.
Absolutely, because, Mina stands to inherit it all. And if you leave it up to her, you're not getting a darn thing.
You'll get one of them planes, and that's about it. And I don't care what you do with it. I don't even know if it works.
Yeah. Think big.
All right. It is time for the Couldn't Be Me segment where we take one couple. We have a buffet or scenario and we say that cannot be us.
Yep.
What are you thinking?
I'm going to go with Mina for the reasons. A very close second is a mini and crew.
But in crew. Very Mina, much in crew.
I'm just not going to try to explain myself to you because I think Mina actually said this. Like, is Jordan going to be in bed with us too?
Like, right. Let me know.
That's just no. Yeah. And clearly, Jordan isn't trying to understand. So there's no use in talking to her. If I plan on robbing your daddy tomorrow, he don't know, and I'm not telling you. So there's nothing else for you to question me about. If you talked to him, he didn't told you, we love each other, we having kids, we gonna get married, that's that. I don't know why people try to ask people what their true intentions are. Like, they're actually going to tell them.
You're not going
to
get that.
If I came here to kill him, I'm going to tell you that? No. So don't even waste your time asking. I feel like your time to gossip is on the phone with your daddy, with your mama, your brother. Say, oh, child, I don't know about this woman. Daddy, right. He being stupid and he don't really see it right now. Blah, blah, blah. But you do not come telling that woman that. It's literally purposeless. You're wasting your time.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, to your point of her always being the baby girl, I feel like she, like that's your dad, but he's a grown man. And he was making thoughtful decisions before you even existed.
Yeah.
He created you. So he knows what he's doing, even if it's like a little shiesty and you don't get it.
Yeah.
He's making his own choices, and, babe. He knows he's not being manipulated.
Yeah, and if he is...
He wants to be.
He wants to be. I could respect it more if she was talking to him and like made him valid concerns. Like maybe, hey, dad, you know, I am uncomfortable with this situation. Like, I don't know how well you know this woman.
Yeah.
I'm afraid that she's trying to take your money. Can we do X, Y, Z to make sure you're protected?
Right.
That's different than, oh, why do you want to be with my dad? He's old. You're young. What's tea?
I don't like that. And that whole,
get out of my face.
The fact that she's even here. She is right in front of you. Is that a black thing to always refer to an us as an us? What's up with the she? She who? Can't be she who's standing right here. Can't be she and the daughter. Nah, ain't no way. It's that.
Yeah.
Can't be. Yeah, I'm with you.
She's just, she's insecure in her place in his life now because it's been a shakeup. And that's not Mina's problem.
She worried about her line on that with your daddy.
Yeah.
She worried about her line on that will. She didn't take it up with the man.
And that's what you need to discuss.
Yeah.
Say,
no, seriously,
you
have
need
a
to
conversation.
Switch some paperwork around that because I don't know about this. Go ahead and give me my piece right now.
Yeah, secure my spot. I'm feeling a little shaky about you. I'm a little nervous. I don't know.
Yeah.
First of all, you're already up there, so.
Yeah. T minus 7 years?
Right. I'm screaming. I was going to pick a mini for very obvious reasons, but I'm actually going to pick Jessica.
Okay.
I'm going to pick Jessica because she said, she told her friend, yeah, I didn't tell you this because I know you care about me and I want to protect you from things. Jessica, you don't need to tell her anything else because I don't think
actually
she should
don't be her friend
anymore. Yeah, no. I don't think you should be friends with that person anymore. She really scared me. Those tears, white woman tears, are already like a weapon of mass destruction on their own.
Lily, why are you crying?
Why are you using them for this scenario? Your husband's at the other end of the bar. Why are you?
That was really baffling. And Juan was not moved at all.
I never resonated with a man so much. It actually made me uncomfortable. Like, what do you want next? You want my laptop, my ID? Like, damn. You are worse than the feds right now.
Is this the throw?
No. Are you asking me out? Do you want?
Yeah. This is my personal business.
Oh, wow.
And you're in it. And get out. Yeah.
You actually have no business here. I'm so confused. Like,
yeah, I would not, if I was wrong, I would not go around her. And Jessica wrong for not putting her in her place. Because Megan, is you cool? Like, what's going on?
That was a lot of emotion. That was a lot of emotion.
I just care about my friend and I don't want to. Your friend over here dry-eyed, don't care.
Babes, your friend is down bad. She's not going anywhere. You can't help her. I'm sorry. Ooh.
And you can't care more about her and her relationship than she does.
She brought him here after that. After? Okay. She could have revoked all that paperwork.
Yeah.
You know how the country feel right now. They don't want nobody extra anyway. He's up in that office. Okay? But she put it through anyways because she wants to be with that man.
Yeah. And she got a baby. I don't know. Regardless of what breakup you was trying to ignite here, they locked in for life.
No, you actually fueled the flames of their relationship being together forever.
Yeah, you made things better.
Yeah, I think you glued it, cemented mm-hmm. it. I don't know. It seemed more permanent now.
Yeah.
Because now they're going to bond over you being she's a weirdo.
And she's a hater. Yeah. And those kind of friends are dangerous.
Yeah.
Because she'll be the same one trying to sleep with Juan when she get drunk.
Okay. Kay. Oh my God. I'm so sad you cheated on my friend. I mean us. I mean my friend. Yeah. Yeah, shut up. Yeah, I am not going to play with you. She's going to go, you know, white girls in the club, they be getting real drunk and touching their eyes and stuff. I don't know.
Well, gosh.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and Blue Sky, and TikTok.
All of them.
Because we're tweeting, skeeting, and TikToking out here. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Bye.